You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
The Ensemblist is brought to you in part by our Patreon sponsors, including Stephen Bell, Patrick Brady, Katie Breverman, Emily Chen, Colin Elijah, Christopher Gurr, and Kat Hicks. You can join them in supporting The Ensemblist for as little as $5 a month. Find out how at patreon.com/theensemblist. You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. I'm Mo Brady.
When the night has come.
Happy holidays, listeners. Today, we bring you a conversation between The Ensemblist's Anna Altide and Dion Figgins, most recently seen in New York shining in the ensemble cast of Off-Broadway's Smokey Joe's Cafe. Dion has also performed on Broadway in Motown, Memphis, and Hot Feet, but her other passion is for fine period clothing, which led her to become the owner of the fine vintage clothing and luxury goods store Couture du Jour. Dion spoke with Anna about how she turned this passion into a thriving storefront in New York's theater district, and how her two careers continued to interweave. Here's their conversation.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall.
Can we go ahead and start with your name and where you're calling from today?
My name is Dion Figgins, and I'm calling from New York City.
All right. So talk to us about Couture du Jour. I suppose your journey in getting involved.
So Couture du Jour is a vintage store. We do fine vintage clothing for women and now also for men. And it's located in Midtown on 44th between 8th and 9th. I recently took over ownership of the store. I started the transition last October, and I was in the middle of the transition in March when Corona hit. I had to close the store from March until August. And during that time, me and the owner, because we hadn't finalized all of the transition of the business, the journey to becoming the owner, I started shopping at Couture du Jour in 2009 when I was in the ensemble of Memphis the Musical. You know, in between shows, I would, you know, just be walking around in the area. And previous to that, I had left New York for like 3 years and moved to LA. And so this was kind of like my reintroduction to being back in the city. And so, you know, going to the store or finding the store rather was like, oh, there's a, you know, hidden vintage gem. I love vintage clothing. And so I started shopping there in 2009. I became very, very close with the owner. And that's kind of where my journey began. In between gigs, when I wasn't in a show, I also sew. And so I started taking sewing projects as just like a little bit of extra money on the side. And then last year, I had just come off of doing Smokey Joe's Cafe at Stage 42. I didn't roll immediately into another show. There wasn't really anything that I was interested in doing in terms of shows and on Broadway. And so I was like, you know what? I should just go to the store and start working there. And so that's exactly what happened. February 2019, I started working there pretty much full time. And by the summer, I was already in conversations with the owner about taking over the store.
Wow, what an that's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. When would you say your appreciation for vintage clothing began? Just take us through that origin story.
From the time that I was little, so I grew up in Washington, D.C. And, you know, my mother is a working woman. And so she had a 9-to-5. And so when I was out of school at 3 o'clock, I went and I would stay with my Aunt Geneva and my Aunt Sue. You know, they're watching Guiding Light and stuff in the living room and going through their perfume, spraying myself and putting on all of these beads and like touching things that I know I'm not supposed to touch. You know, they're of a certain generation. And, you know, that generation, they really learned how to take care of their clothing. They took a lot of pride before fast fashion became a thing. And so the care and the quality of clothing, even from like the early 80s, is completely different and, you know, to what we are working with now. And so, you know, they have clothes from the 60s and the 70s all stored away in trunks. And so I'm just in there like throwing things around, putting what I could on. Also at my studio, my dance studio, every year we would have a flea market. My dance teacher, Doris Jones, when we would have these flea markets, she would bring out all of the like costumes and all of the clothes from people who were training there in the past. And like at my studio, you know, Cheetah Rivera trained at my studio, Hinton Battle trained at my studio. There's a few pictures of me at these flea markets, like with oversized heels on, like a suede, an oversized peep toe suede heel. But in retrospect, like that's when I got introduced to all of these vintage labels.
In terms of couture du jour, how do you scavenge for one of a kind pieces? Is it mainly donation based? And if so, what is like your auditing process?
So I was lucky that when I took over the store, I was able to acquire the collection that the previous owner had. So I acquired all of that. But since being there, I've also began to discover how best to source clothing. But I've been able to acquire a lot of really great pieces through estate sales.
Does couture du jour lean into like a particular style or type of vintage, or does it feature notes of all sorts of different eras?
It definitely features notes of all different types of eras. I mean, I'm really big into the 50s, but I'm also really, really fascinated by fashion of the 80s. The funny thing is like fashion continues to like recycle itself. In the 80s, they had an obsession, much like we have now with the 20s. I try to find someone who will appreciate it, like a second home almost. You know, I try not to separate suits. I'm really into like, we have a large collection of business suits for women. And so like, I have a lot of power suits, and which is really good right now because, you know, we have this boss vice president coming in. So everyone's coming in looking for suits. You know, so I try to be mindful of like what's happening currently in fashion, but also aware that like some people just really love a 1950s housewife style dress. You know, so I try not to get too period specific because people are literally coming in looking for every era. So I need to make sure I'm flexible in that way.
Is your hope perhaps to tap into online vintage market as?
I have to, because here's the thing, like the store is located on 44th between 8th and 9th, that's Times Square. And with the shuttering of Broadway, when Broadway shut down, it significantly impacted everybody, as you know, but the traffic in that area, that Hell's Kitchen area, it went all the way down. Like there's no one down there. You know, so many people have moved out of the city. It's very challenging because again, these are one of a kind pieces. Every piece has to be measured because once they leave, there's no return policy, right? I make a point to like photograph every flaw that may be on the garment. I have to measure as if I'm measuring someone for a costume.
My heart goes out to obviously all small businesses during this time. but particularly small businesses run by actors during this time, because it's been actors and performers, because you've been hit with a double whammy.
You know, so many actors in our business, in the theater specifically, they have all these other skills that they don't get to put to use. You know, actors have been able to come through and bring me clothes, and I'm able to give them a little bit of money for the clothes or consign. I'm really trying to find a way to, like, again, build this community. You know, I know that actors, they're like, I'm not wearing this gown, or I wore this gown and I'm not wearing this gown again. Maybe I can consign this gown and get some money, you know, in this time of hardship. And so it's given me the opportunity to kind of think outside of the box, try to elevate the other people in our industry that have all these additional talents. Like, everybody's in a huge pivot right now. You know, the store gives me an opportunity for those that are like in craft, because the craft community and the vintage community are like very closely connected. They're interwoven.
It's such a perfect marriage during this time, because you always have folks looking outside the theater world for beautiful pieces and crafts and whatnot, whether online or in New York. I've seen outpouring of support for local businesses.
People are very serious in that area about supporting their local businesses, because when things open, they want to make sure these stores and these businesses that have been around, the store has been open since 2006, so it's not new, you know, and people want to make sure and help ensure that this is something that will be alive when we all get to go back outside and enjoy our lives with some level of normalcy. And, you know, I think it's important as we do transition back into being able to go back to the theater, that we remember this time and continue to support local businesses, you know, continue, like, when things open up and everything is quote unquote normal again, we really need to be mindful that this is not just for this season, but this is how we should always support our community businesses.
Once we do reach a point where it is safe for Broadway houses to be filled again, and hopefully you return back to the stage, if that's a choice you want to make, how do you anticipate navigating between being a business owner and a stage actress?
There's nothing better than the tourists that are coming to my store to come into the store and see actors that they might have seen on a stage or be able to have these conversations. Like, I have people come in all the time and they start talking about a show and I'm like, oh, what did you go see? And they're like, oh, I just saw da-da-da. I was like, oh my God, my friend is in that show. You know, da-da-da-da-da. I'm an actor. It's a perfect marriage, right, for me. Like, my other favorite department in the theater is the costume department. Because I'm so connected to the costume department, that also works in my favor as well. Like, I know about clothing and I know the people who might be able to come in and, like, help me with the store when I need it.
Absolutely, Dionne. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
It's the holidays, and I know that means something a little bit different this year, but we are having a sale. Everything from now until the 24th, I will be open on Christmas Eve. So if you want to come by and pick up a trinket, everything in the store will be 50% off. So that's half off everyone that comes into the store. And if you mention that you heard this on the Ensemble List, if this gets out before then, you can come and get an additional 25% off.
Special thanks to Dionne Figgins for sharing her stories with us today. You can find Couture du Jour online at couturedujournyc.com or in person on 44th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues in Midtown, New York. The Ensemble List was produced today by Anna Altide, Jackson Klein, and me, Mo Brady. Please rate and review The Ensemble List wherever you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at bpn.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. Our Patreon members have on-demand access to our full archive, including full conversations with our guests and early access to episodes. You can support us there for between $5 and $20 a month at patreon.com/theensemblist. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat, and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.